This is an ABC 10 News update.
Hello there, I'm Virginia Cha with this ABC 10 News update. Following the guilty verdict in the Derek Chauvin trial, there is now a push at the national and local level for police reform. Community advocates holding a news conference in San Diego today asking for local leaders to step up and show support for a federal police reform bill named after George Floyd. The bill focuses on combating police misconduct, use of excessive force, and racial bias in policing. A new pop-up vaccination clinic in Sherman Heights will help get the coronavirus vaccine into some of the most vulnerable communities. The site is similar to one at Southwestern College that helped dozens get their first dose on a first-come, first-served basis with no appointment necessary. The one today is at the Sherman Heights Community Center, specifically to distribute second doses to those who got their first shot at the center on March 31st. More reopenings at Balboa Park. This morning, the Museum of Us opening its doors for guests again after months of being closed. Capacity limited to 50%. Safety requirements are in place, including face masks, plexiglass at the admissions desk, social distancing, and increased sanitation. This year, the museum is changing its membership program to welcome more people to their exhibits. The $19.95 ticket will now include admission for an entire year. Megan Perry is keeping a close eye on the marine layer and the temperatures for us. Hey, Megan.
Hey, Virginia. That's right. A lot of cloud cover today and much cooler temperatures. It's hard to believe that Sunday and Monday we were in the 80s and even 90s, while today temperatures are going to top off in the upper 50s to low 60s for the coast and inland neighborhoods, right around 50 in the mountain areas, even cooler in the deserts in the 80s. We will see that chance for drizzle to a few light showers today and tomorrow, anywhere from the coast to our mountain communities. Temperatures from just yesterday are 5 to nearly 20 degrees cooler, and we will see better clearing starting on Friday with a nice weekend in store for us. In fact, warmer weather moves in by then. But we actually have another chance for a better chance, in fact, for wedding rains on Monday. Virginia?
Thank you, Megan. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, just go to 10news.com or you can download our free app from your app store. For ABC 10 News, I'm Virginia Cha.